In this bulletin, Australia sends further military assistance to Ukraine. Teachers walk out of a Sydney school on the first day of term in protest. And in sport, AFLW's most decorated player, Aaron Phillips, to leave the Adelaide Crows to join Port Adelaide. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. A further six howitzers are on their way to Ukraine from Australia at a cost of more than $26 million as Russia steps up its offensive in the Donbass region. It's part of an ongoing military assistance to the nation. Australia's military contribution now totals $225 million, with $65 million spent in humanitarian aid. Net zero targets are stoking divisions in the coalition after National Senator Matt Canavan said the target was dead. But Liberal MPs threatened by teal independents in metropolitan seats have confirmed the deal will hold, leading to accusations the party is sending mixed messages across the country. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Matt Canavan is wrong and has denied the policy is dividing the party.
Oh, everybody knows that Matt hasn't been supportive of that position. There's no news there. And as many have said today, as the Treasurer said today, that's not his party's position, that's not the coalition's position, and it's not the government's position.
Around 40 teachers have walked out of classrooms at a Sydney school in protest just moments before a visit from New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet to mark the first day of the new term. The teachers walked out of Marsden High School, with some holding signs that read, "More than thanks." It comes as the New South Wales Teachers Federation State Council has authorised members to walk off a school site if any government MP walks onto it. Public school teachers plan to walk off the job next Wednesday, seeking a pay rise of 5.7% and demanding staff shortages be addressed. Mr. Perrottet says the move is irresponsible and that there are more productive ways to address the concerns with pay.
This is the Labor Party and the union movement playing politics with our kids and our parents. And I have made it clear, very clear, couldn't have made it clearer, that we're working through those issues with the unions right across the board. I've met with the Education Minister and the head of the Teachers Federation. We are going through those issues in a structured way to have a result that is fair and reasonable.
Isolation requirements for COVID-19 households are being phased out across the country. Western Australia will, from 12:01 a.m. on Friday, be one of those last states and territories to abolish quarantine for asymptomatic COVID close contact. New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT have already ditched the requirement, with Queensland following suit at 6 p.m. on Thursday and South Australia on Saturday. In the Northern Territory, this rule currently only applies to the fully vaccinated. Household contacts of people in Tasmania with the virus are still required to isolate at home for 7 days, but the local government has flagged that an announcement on a pathway forward will be made by the end of the week. A former Twitter manager has expressed concern at billionaire Elon Musk's plans to ease content regulations on his newly purchased social media platform. Mr. Musk has promised to make Twitter better than ever as a haven for free speech after his takeover bid of $61 billion was confirmed. Leslie Miley, who worked on safety, security and online abuse at Twitter before leaving in 2015, says Mr. Musk's pitch will allow people to propagate hate speech without accountability.
And it's dangerous. And it's the same type of danger we saw with other high profile people on the platform who, when they would tweet out their displeasure, people would get threats against their lives, their families, their properties. And someone who has shown that they don't fundamentally understand that by tweeting that, it's worrisome.
Turning to sports news, and in AFLW, Erin Phillips, the league's most decorated player, has confirmed she is leaving the Adelaide Crows to join Port Adelaide. Phillips, a dual AFLW best and fairest and triple premiership player, will be donning Port colours in their inaugural season. She says that it's been a privilege to have been part of the most successful AFLW club to date, but that growing up she'd always wanted to be like her dad and play for Port Adelaide. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, possible storm and showers, 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23. Melbourne, cloudy, 22 degrees. Hobart, a late shower or 2, 20. Canberra, a few showers, 19 degrees. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, much the same and 23 degrees. Newcastle, showers, 24. Brisbane, also a shower or 2, 26. Cairns, similar conditions, 30. And Darwin, a shower or 2 and a possible storm, 33 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.